Good morning, Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, you've got the headlines of the day, and I know there are a few, so let's get started.
We have a lot of interesting stuff in our newspapers this week. For one, in Oneonta, a common council is prepared to pass what it calls a social hosting law aimed at dampening the party spirit at off-campus fraternities. If an underage student is found drinking or drunk at a party, the party's host can be fined $1,000. $1,000 per student. So the students showed up en masse at Tuesday's common council meeting to protest. Another story. Since Parkland, 10 kids have been arrested for making various threats against area schools. Students generally think the First Amendment protects anything they say, but deputies are going into schools to advise them of the fire in a crowded theater exception and how it can apply in these cases. Here's one many listeners may remember from years ago. A new mayor was elected Tuesday in Cooperstown, Ellen Tillipaw, and we profiled her in this week's paper. One of the high points of her story happened when Ellen was a student at Skidmore College in the 1970s. At 4 a.m., April 6, 1976, she awoke suddenly to find her first floor room in Wilmarth Hall was filled with smoke. She tried to get out the door, but there was too much smoke in the hall, so she felt her way over to the casement window. But when she tried to turn the crank, it came off in her hand. In any event, she was finally able to force open the window, but was so disoriented by then she fell on her face. Of course, this turned into a famous fire. A junior from Harrisburg, PA, Jody Smith, was found dead in her dorm room right next to Ellen's, who knew her well. Four other students were badly injured, 19 were hospitalized, and another 40 were treated for smoke inhalation. It was quite a mess. Ellen's parents back home in Cooperstown heard about the fire and the student death on the radio. They called Skidmore in a panic, but security wouldn't tell them anything. The dorm was built only in 1966 and was supposed to be fireproof, so this became quite a controversy. The episode is on all the lists of Saratoga's worst fires. In any event, there was a happy ending for Ellen. A fellow student from East Greenbush, Gary Cuck, hurried to the scene and found her lying on the ground, her face cut and bruised from the fall and covered with soot, and took her to be treated. This cemented their relationship. 5 years later, they were married and settled in Cooperstown, raising two daughters who are now adults. Gary retired a few years ago as superintendent of a local school district, and Ellen still operates a studio preserving rare documents. Both have been very active in community life, and she enters the mayoralty with a lot of goodwill and high hopes.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com, where you can go to read these stories and much, much more. Jim, we thank you, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.